With historic grant funding, national parks are teaching kids to fish. The National Park Foundation announced a record $1.2 million in grants awarded to support junior ranger angler programs. The funding expands fishing clinics, gear libraries, and hands-on events centered on teaching youth the art of fishing across more than 50 national park locations, including Yellowstone, Acadia, and the Indiana Dunes. Beyond the chance to walk away with an official Junior Ranger Angler badge, the events are about getting kids, families, and communities hooked on the great outdoors through unforgettable park adventures, the National Park Foundation's Chief Program Officer, Lise Ongenbrug, said. People care about what they feel connected to. Our hope is that they're establishing a lifelong connection to our national parks and inspiring a commitment to protect these places. Nearly 4 years after the Montana Department of Environmental Quality levied a $516,000 fine against the current owner of a now-shuttered gold mine, the state's environmental regulator says that the Bozeman man guilty of the penalty for illegal mining can instead pay less than half the penalty. Montana DEQ has entered into a consent decree with Luke Ployhar, who purchased the Zortman mine in north-central Montana in the early 2000s. Ployhar makes a living as a film producer and special effects creator. He is not a hard rock mining guy. Ployhar had hoped to recover valuable minerals from the Zortman mine. He also hoped to turn it into a profit-generating recreational resource. But Ployhar's plans were complicated by a legacy of contamination from the Zortman-Landusky Superfund mining site that has sent acid mine drainage into the Little Rocky Mountains watershed for decades. Acid mine drainage is poisoning of the ground and water from the cyanide heap leach operation that Pegasus Gold Corporation used in the 1980s and 90s to pull 2.5 million ounces of gold from the Little Rocky Mountains. The company left behind a polluted, contaminated mining site that requires decades of cleanup, an important part of which is not disturbing the contaminated soil and tailings. As of 2022, the effort to clean the Zortman and Landusky open-pit mines had cost an estimated $80 to $85 million, most of which has come from taxpayers through government coffers following the Pegasus bankruptcy in 1998. Environmental regulators say that the expensive treatments required to clean the waterways that come into contact with the open-pit mines will continue in perpetuity. The cleanup will never be complete, but part of that cleanup is treating soil and water and also, importantly, not disturbing contaminated soils, which then release more contaminants and poisons into the ground and water. But then came along Luke Ployhar, who purchased the Zortman mine and disturbed the soil, convinced that there were trace elements of gold to be mined. Ployhar's actions were illegal and committed before any authorization to do anything on the reclamation site by the state or the federal government, which runs the Superfund program. A few years ago, Montana DEQ found Ployhar guilty of illegal actions at the site and determined a fine of more than $500,000. Now Montana DEQ says Ployhar can pay just $200,000 over 5 years. The Fort Belknap Indian tribe says that the lower fine does not match the seriousness of the violations or the site's ongoing environmental concerns. The Indian tribe also says that many of the long-term impacts of the former mine and Ployhar's actions are borne by tribal residents. The Fort Belknap Reservation borders the mine on three sides. Ployhar says that he is pleased with the lower fine and said that the soil disturbance was not ill-intentioned. Per the terms of the agreement with the government, Ployhar and his company, Blue Ark, do not admit to any wrongdoing or to violating any laws. Now Ployhar has listed the 1,000-acre site for sale for $52.5 million. The mine site property has mining pits, timbered ridges, and timber clearcuts, but the bigger concern is the perpetual acid rock drainage at the long-polluted mining site.